A popular Outcast production.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of Girls on Girls. And again, if you're looking for a hot lesbian action podcast, sorry, wrong podcast.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe later. We've been drinking.
Second.
All right,
glass
so
of
tonight
wine.
In the studio is just me, Aislinn, and...
My name is Ashley.
I'm Lauren.
Hey.
And we're here to talk about pets, animals, pet stores, blah, blah, blah. Anything involving animals tonight.
Things of the sort. We all love dogs. We all love animals.
Yeah. Dogs are awesome.
Yeah. Dogs are great.
They really are.
So much better than people.
Oh, seriously, like, fuck people. Sorry.
Oh, right.
I mean, I love people. Keep listening to this.
People are our listeners.
People are my favorite.
I don't think any dogs are going to be listening to our podcast, which is
And
sad.
If they are, they'll just be like, whoa?
Huh? Oh? What? What's going on? That's awesome.
You're going to offer me
you
a treat?
Me?
What?
Dog wants
Head
a treat?
Tilt?
Yeah, I'm a pet groomer, and I've known that I wanted to be a pet groomer since I was 16. I had no backup plan. My guidance counselor in high school was like, you are crazy and you should have a backup plan and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I can't think of anything else. And they're like, well, what about veterinarian? And I was like, yeah, but you'd have to kill them. Yeah. I'm not okay with that.
That would be bad.
I'm not.
I would cry a lot.
Can't do that.
It's got to be rough, man. Oh. Yeah. Having to euthanize pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
had to deal with the families because, like, we just had a ferret euthanized like a year ago, which AJ says we should have just
done
fucking,
it yourself. Of
yeah,
course,
taken
yeah.
it out in the
yeah,
hallway with a wrench would. And just yeah, fucking drained it. But
because I'm sure you guys were capable of doing that.
Oh yeah, seriously, this pet we've had for like 5 years, yeah, we're just gonna like
just
fucking
no.
hit with a wrench till it's dead.
AJ's done it a couple times.
No
I'm
emotional
sure.
attachment whatsoever.
No, he cries. He cries. But
aww. I love you, man. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
It's cheaper.
Smash.
No, but we had him cremated. It was nice. Whatever. But grooming.
No
positive
little,
things. Positive things.
Positive things about pets.
Jeez.
No death.
Went
Come
right
on.
To death.
I'm gonna
well,
cry.
Death is natural. Come on.
It is. But it's so sad.
Oh, no, it God. Is. It is. We lost, our first dog together, AJ and I. It
that was the hound dog?
That was hound dog, yeah. Aww. She was, I hated her when I first met her, when I first started dating AJ. Her and I kind of butted heads. She was his man. I kind of was feeling like she didn't like me, but I think she did. But then as the years went on, and then she actually started getting sick, I was the one that took care of her, and then her and I were really, we were tight. So it was a shame. She got Addison's disease when she was 6.
Oh wow.
So it was terrible. Like, I mean, she was a great dog. She should have lived a lot longer.
You guys actually for real euthanize her?
Yeah, we well, Addison's disease, like, they would have episodes where they would just kind of lay there, and then they would go and we would put them on fluids, and then she would be better. You know, for a while, but the last time we had taken her in to the emergency clinic and they called us, you know, we were just like, oh, it'll be okay, you know, she just needs some fluids. And they called us about 7 or 8 in the morning and they said she's not responding to any of the fluids. You know, there's not really anything we can do. Her liver's pretty much in shutdown mode because of all the steroids she was on to fight the Addison's disease. So we both called off work that day and we had to go to the vet, and as soon as we saw her, you know, she picks her head up and she starts wagging her tail, and you're like, no, she's fine.
She's totally fine, guys. What are you talking about?
She can't move, but she's okay, you know. But yeah, it was horrible. We literally just cried all day for about 24 hours, and then we're like, you know, all right.
She doesn't hurt anymore.
Right.
Yeah. We just recently lost Sasha. A.K.A. Oh, the Sneak.
The Sneak. The
little knees.
Uh-oh.
She was a minpin.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. She was adorable, and she was loved by
she
everybody.
She was so sassy.
She was a
she's a
freaking
minpin.
Fantastic. She was this little... She probably weighed 5 pounds.
Oh,
maximum.
Seriously.
And she was the smallest little minpin I've ever seen in my life. And when I first met her, I was terrified. I was like, are you kidding me? You have a miniature pincher. Why would you get such a dog? Until I picked her up, which was amazing.
Oh, seriously.
Because if you've ever met a min pin, or if you know anything about them, every single one of them are mean.
Oh, yeah.
And they're only nice to the family that they know. So she, letting her pick me up, letting me pick her up was incredible. And we all loved her. Everybody that came to our house loved her. And she would just get passed around. She'd get any little tiny outfits. And I got her, like, a little sweater. And, yeah, she just recently passed away. I mean, she lived until she was 9 and a half. Almost 10.
That's a respectable age.
So she did live quite some time. But I don't know exactly what happened to her. She just... I think she got depressed because Bill's sister was in an accident. She was attached to her. Yeah,
a family member.
Yeah. Through that, and she was in the hospital for a little while. But, through that, and then I came home one day from work, and my boyfriend's mom was on the porch with her, like, trying to have her drink water. And, like, you could tell. And
it
was
one of those things. It's no fun having a pet on the way out.
I could not. I mean, God bless her. She was there, and she could... be with her. She was capable of doing that. For whatever reason, I couldn't be around. I had to go upstairs. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch her go.
Yeah.
But she went in her arms, and she died later that day, and our neighbor boy came over and dug a hole for us.
Oh, God. That's
the sweetest
so cute.
Thing ever.
Aww. Speak.
But,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, she... It's rough. It's so rough.
It is.
You recently, on Facebook, you had talked about, you know, the whole, like, do not give your pets, like, the hearts, flea
hearts
stuff.
Yes. Stuff, yeah. Any generic. Don't, anything they sell from Walmart, if it is not Frontline or Canine Advantage 2 or Vantix 2,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't even bother.
Yeah.
Seriously,
yeah.
Do not bother.
We actually had, it was close to 4 years ago, we had this gorgeous Himalayan cat that, he used to be my brother's cat, but my brother moved to California several years ago, couldn't take the cat with him, mm-hmm. whatever, you know, so I took on the responsibility of him, and we had a flea break out in our house, so we ended up getting the hearts. I think it was, what's the other one? The
Sentry?
Sentry, yes, we got the Sentry stuff and used that. All of the animals were fine except for the Himalayan cat. It gave him such a bad reaction. He freaked out, ran off. We could not find him for 2 weeks. Turns out he was in our basement, like down under the fucking, like the oil tanks, mm-hmm. like down in the corner of our basement. We found him, tried to like give him water, give him food. He just wasn't taking anything. And just, he... eventually passed, and yeah.
From the freaking flea medicine.
Yeah. Yeah.
No shit.
Like, he was like 12 or 13, so I mean, he was up there in age a little bit, but
yeah, that's,
still.
Yeah.
They can have serious reactions to it. Yeah. And not only that, it does not work.
Yeah.
Speaking from somebody who, and people argue with me all the time, they're like, well, flea collars work. Well, hearts works. I use it all the time. I've never had fleas. No, you've never had fleas because you're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live in this area. You live in central PA where we have rain and we have fields and we have farm animals and we have like grass and woods and it's a very woodsy area. Yep. You
knock on fucking wood since that year we haven't seen fleas in our house.
Oh, yeah. But my mother put on, she always used Frontline Plus and she loves Walmart. Walmart came out with Fiprogard, which is supposed to have the same exact ingredients as Frontline Plus. She put it on her dogs. She put it on all the dogs. She put it on the cats. Within a week, she called me and was freaking out because for 23 years, no animals had had fleas.
Uh-huh.
She got fleas almost immediately after putting that stuff on her. It was about enough time for the Frontline Plus to wear off and the Fiprogard to like not do anything.
Oh shit!
Yeah. But yeah, it says that it's the same active ingredients. It really is not.
No. I mean, I know it's a lot of money, but you're saving yourself a headache.
So much money. I do not buy it from where I work. I don't buy it from the vet.
Get
I actually
online.
Go on Amazon.
That's mm-hmm. what we do.
We go on Amazon. I got a 2 months or two. I got 2 6-month supplies for two of my two labs. Mm-hmm. So it's like the bigger, it's the large dog. And it costs us like $102.
Nice.
So it's a year's worth for one dog for $102.
That's really good. Yeah, no, we have to really get the plain Advantage because we have ferrets.
Well, yeah.
So the Advantix will probably fucking kill them.
Yeah.
So we have to get like, we have to get them like the kitten Advantage and then the four cats, cat Advantage, and then dog Advantage.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. Do it's not expensive. Put the dog stuff on the cat and don't put the cat's
Don't mix species.
Like, I don't understand why people don't read the label. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. They don't read the label. Like, if
and they're
you
like,
have...
oh, it's the same weight. It'll be fine.
And yeah, it is not the same thing. There's a reason why it says in giant letters like four times on the box, do not put this on cats.
Yeah.
You should not use it. And it's the same thing. People call me all the time. They're like, why is my flea shampoo not working? I put it on my dog. It's not working. I washed him twice. How long did you let it sit on the dog?
Seriously, follow the directions on the back.
Zero.
You have to wait like
you
5
let it
to
sit
10
on
minutes.
0 minutes. That's why it doesn't work. You have to sit it on for 5 to 10 minutes. God forbid you have to let your dog sit there and you have to rub them down for 5 minutes. Oh, they're going to totally hate that.
Just
rub their ears. They love it.
Yeah.
But seriously, like, flea and tick season, like, it's...
Yeah, it's
now.
Upon us, people. Yeah.
It is
Get
now.
Get fucking on it.
I just did a dog today that she's allergic to fleas.
Jesus.
I know that she's allergic to fleas. I'm not allowed to say she's allergic to fleas. I'm not a vet. I'm not allowed to give that information, which is fine. I mean, that's totally fair.
But you're allowed to tell them,
I'm allowed
right?
to tell them that I this think... baby... Or, and she even agreed. She was like, yeah, my vet said that it might be allergic to fleas. Your dog is losing its hair.
Oh my God. Oof.
It's got bald patches everywhere. It's scratching itself completely bald. And it's suffering. I mean, your dog is suffering. I understand. These people, you love your dog. You are well enough to bring your dog to a groomer.
Mm-hmm.
To have them shaved, mm-hmm. give them a bath, you know, do everything that you need to do. That is fine. But it shouldn't get to that point.
Right.
No.
You should be doing something before. If I look in the computer and your dog has been in like 3 to 4 times, fleas every single time, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
so if
seriously.
You're paying to groom, at least pay for like 3 months of frontline.
Yeah, and if you can't afford services at like a corporation to have your dog groomed, there are cheaper places that you
can find
that are fine. And I am very respectful for that. If you want to go somewhere and it's cheaper and they'll treat your dog great.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get butthurt over it.
Yeah, it's not like
I am not offended as long as you're taking care of your dog. That is not my job to get mad at you.
That's the number one thing. Take care of your pet.
Take care of it.
I don't care who you go to as long as you're doing it.
Yeah. Yep.
And oh my God, the shedding season. Mm-hmm. That's.
I noticed a nice pile of hair outside of your house.
Oh, yes.
Brushing
we
down
call
all
those
the dogs.
Chinchillas. Every time we brush a hairball out, it's
Jeff
a chinchilla.
Was like, they shave someone.
We have a chinchilla farm at our house right now.
That's amazing.
No, I brushed one cat and 3 dogs today.
What tools do you use to?
A Furminator.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
It's got to be the Furminator. I don't care.
I know it's expensive. It is so expensive.
It doesn't care if it's... I don't give a shit that it's $50 for a fucking hairbrush. Like, it's
$50.
Worth it.
It's totally worth it. What it's doing is it's carding the coat, which takes out all of the undercoat.
Yep.
And it promotes healthy coat to grow. Mm-hmm.
And two of our main dogs, we do not feed premium dog food to, so they are like itchy coat, you know, like they have flakes and they, you know, like they shed a lot,
which
I just, because they're both bigger dogs and they eat a lot, so I don't buy the $50 bag dog food for all of the dogs, just the ones that have sensitive coats.
Even if you can mix it.
Yeah.
I've always told people that too, like if you... can't afford good dog food.
Right.
You can't afford Blue Buffalo or you can't afford Wellness or whatever holistic
Taste
dog
of the wild.
Food. Yeah, Taste of the Wild.
Which, by the way, you want to talk about Hill's Science Diet there for a minute?
Oh my God, that is ridiculous. Hill's Science Diet is the worst food ever. Main ingredient,
it's disgusting.
Corn,
it's
normally.
Disgusting.
Don't buy it. Like, veterinarians...
Because that's what you should be feeding your dog, is corn!
Yeah, people aren't even supposed to be eating corn, technically.
Yeah, dogs should not be eating. The reason that vets recommend Hill Science Diet is because they get
paid to.
Yeah, yes. They get a cut from it.
Hey, I know all about pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, vets.
It's the same with animal pharmaceuticals.
Believe it or
companies.
Not, your veterinarian doesn't know much about food.
Yeah.
They actually get very little training on food, which is shocking.
Oh,
because most of the time, the best thing to do for your dog is to change their food.
Right.
And if you can't, if you can't afford the better food, if you can only afford, God forbid, Old Roy, which don't feed your dogs Old Roy.
No.
Anything at Walmart, just pretty well stick away from. Although they do, they did start carrying Purina One.
I really hate to admit that I do feed my dogs Pedigree, some of the dogs.
Well,
Pedigree.
No, it's fine.
And it sucks. No, it sucks.
And I understand that it's, like, sometimes if that's all you can afford, then it's totally fine.
It's not that that's what we can afford, but we have six dogs and, like,
well, yeah.
Literally to buy a $50 bag of dog food every week would really
suck.
That would
suck. Be, yeah. That
would As be it is now, it's a $50 bag of dog food every 2 weeks and a $20 bag of dog food every 2 weeks.
I don't feed my dogs like top of the line. Like, I'm like middle of the road person, which I promote most of the time.
Right.
Like, as long as you can get slightly better.
Right.
If you can go one step up from what you're doing.
Which I think I'm about ready to start because I think I'm going to start looking at Tractor Supply at what they have because I noticed that the Taste of the Wild obviously was like $6 or $7 a bag cheaper than it was at the place I used to work at.
Yeah, which...
So I started buying there.
It adds up.
Yeah, it really does. So I'm thinking about just looking at what other brands of cheaper dog food they have for the other dogs so I can stop getting the Pedigree.
I also tell people, too, if you can mix food...
Yeah. Like, I mix for one of the dogs, for
get
Glory.
Get a small... If you can afford a small bag of the better food, buy that and mix it in with the crap.
Yeah, Glory gets half and half, half Taste of the Wild, half Pedigree.
You never want to just straight up switch your dog's food.
No.
You
have to wean them off.
You have to wean them off of it.
I love my parents to a point, but they were terrible at that. They just bought whatever food was cheapest, when the food ran out for, like, the cats or the dogs, and then, like, get mad at the dogs when they shit in the house because they had the runs from switching foods.
Yeah, you can't do that. Definitely not. Don't do that.
Like, no,
especially
if you switch
quality, it gets really bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, switching within the same brand, not too bad.
Switching flavors or something like that is fine.
Right.
Sam, we have a 12-year-old lab beagle mix that...
Is that the one that was barking outside when I pulled up today?
He's so cute. He's so adorable. I love him. He's such an asshole. It is like living... with a grumpy old man who farts and yells at you and
sounds
grunts
like AJ. Oh my god!
And
holy shit!
Begs for your food all the time.
Literally, like, that sounds like AJ.
I love him. I love my dog. He's amazing.
I love my husband too. I love Sam. He's great.
He's great. They get so old and they get a personality. But I tried switching his food, and because he's so freaking old, I can't switch it to the food that I want to feed him. Like I want to feed him like. The good food, like the holistic dog food, but I can't. I have to feed him like, you know, store brand or whatever. But like read the ingredients. Depending on what food you feed them, if you read the ingredient, the first ingredient is meat, you're fine.
Yeah.
If it's corn, if it's wheat, if it's chicken meal, chicken meal is actually fine.
Because
what chicken meal is just ground up chicken.
Right.
Like, it's dehydrated chicken, basically. Which is fine. And then there's, like, the grain-free and everything like that. Like, if your dog actually has issues, grain-free is very good for them.
Huge.
And it helps with shedding.
The food helps
with shedding a lot.
Huge. You came over to my house the first time you came... Well, the
yeah,
only
there's,
time
like,
you
no
came
hair.
Over to my house,
you're, like six
you're
dogs.
Petting my pugs and you're like... Oh my god, you must brush them every day. No, I don't brush them at all. They just get Taste of the Wild.
They get good food.
Yeah, they get the
and
good
I was like,
food.
Oh,
yeah, they
that's
don't.
That's awesome. Because, seriously, pugs, oh my god.
Horrible.
My ex boyfriend bought me a pug when he went up, because he went to college in a different state.
Is that Odie?
Odie.
Oh.
Mr. Odie. Got me a pug. And. God love him. I had no idea what a pug was. I had no idea what I was getting into.
Pugs are awesome.
Dude. Speaking of which, get a book before you get a dog. Because
research your breed.
Research your breed. It is very good to know that. There's tons of websites out there. Pugs,
by the way, you
have to clean their faces.
Fuck you for shitting on my corgi dreams on Facebook.
What's wrong with the corgi?
Jeff was like, that was so funny. You and Jeff were like, oh, yeah, corgis are adorable. I'm like, oh, God, they're all assholes. And Jeff's like, who are you to say that they're all assholes? I'm like,
only a dog groomer.
I only work with them
every day.
All day, all the time.
Have you had a Siberian Husky corgi mix?
Dear God.
No. You haven't.
Why the fuck?
That would be the most spastic dog ever.
Aside from something that was mixed with Jack Russell. It would scream. It would shed over your fucking house. Everywhere.
I know.
It would have health problems from the legs being too short. Breathing problems because...
I just want to look at them. Don't tell me mean things. I just want to look at them and be like,
adorable. They're totally adorable.
You're like a husky with stuff.
Did you ever see a Pomeranian-sized husky?
Yes, a Pomsky.
Pomsky.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Cutest dog ever. I am so cursed because, yes, they're adorable, and that's fantastic, and puppies are cute. But I am cursed because I look at a puppy and I go, puppy mill. And I look at a dog that's a mixed breed and I go, oh God, health problems. And that dog's going to need this grooming. I'm cursed. I can't look at a puppy anymore and just go, oh my God, it's a cute puppy.
I'm in kind of the same boat. Sucks. Like, I mean, I worked in the pet store for you know, 8-9 years. Not the same one. off and on.
Off and on.
That was an owner problem, not a store problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't, the first bunch of years I worked for them, they didn't have puppies, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. But now they have puppies and it's like, oh fuck. I hate puppies. I love puppies, but goddammit, I hate puppies.
But puppies,
it's a love-hate. It really is. It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, because you know what? A lot of the puppies that we got were from
puppy mills?
Not necessarily puppy mills, but they were from Amish people who had fuck-ups. You know, like, they were mixed breeds that were accidental because, like, their purebred dogs would fuck. They would have, like, accidental litters.
I like the Amish for getting, like, my milk and my cheese and my vegetables and shit, but dogs?
They take care of dogs. No. They consider them livestock.
Yeah, they are not, they do not give a shit.
They're farm tools. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All animals to Amish are farm tools.
Which, to money.
Listeners, if you do not know what a puppy mill is, we're not going to get into that.
No.
But
it's a
Google
sad thing.
Google search it. It's horrible.
If you don't know
love
puppies,
don't look it up.
This is where they come from. If you buy a dog from a pet store, guaranteed it probably came from that horrible, horrible place.
Because breeders
breeders will not give a dog to a pet store. It will not.
That's actually not true. Because you know what? For as much as I can badmouth, like, I'm not saying the place that I worked at was awesome, but the puppies that we got were all from local people. Yeah. They were not from, like, we didn't look at a list and say, oh, I want this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm. Not like the place out on 61.
We had people come to us and say, will you buy our puppies? Okay. They weren't trying to make money.
Well, that's not so bad.
You know, so honestly, I felt like when I worked there that we were almost kind of like a rescue. Not really, because obviously it was for profit. But, I mean, we were taking litters of puppies that would probably end up at the freaking SPCA. Mm-hmm. So...
Which, thank God, have become no-kill in the recent years.
They're no-kill in the entire state of Pennsylvania.
That's good.
It leads to overcrowding, but...
They're getting funding through different corporations and stuff like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was a kid, we had a husky that, for one, had, like, a skin problem we couldn't afford to take care of. Mm-hmm. And number two, she bit through my brother's cheek and tore out one of his molars when he was probably, like, 10.
Jesus.
So we had to give her up, and more than likely, she got put down, like, right after we left.
Probably. Unfortunately. Yeah. And unfortunately, this tends to be what happens with...
Yeah.
Like...
But... You know, thank God we've become, like, a no-kill state, so that's nice.
And there's definitely a lot of really awesome shelters around here. Haven to Home, actually, they have no physical shelter.
they deal out of basically what you would have foster kids. They have their website, and then they call the person who is basically fostering the dogs and calls them up and goes, hey, this dog, you know, they want to adopt it. And they go check out your house adopt it.
And then we have other things like Far Point, which take on a lot of animals that are non-rescuable that are Far Point is their forever home.
Yep. Yeah, we...
They're strictly, like, they're non-profit shelters.
Yep. Yeah, they are really awesome. They help out a lot.
So, plug, if you're in central Pennsylvania and you need a pet, go to Far Point, because they're awesome. Or to...
Haven to Home. Mostly Mutts is also a really good one.
Yes.
If you go to papets.com, you can go to papets.com and you can get to any of the shelters.
And PA Pets is also very helpful if you need to spay or neuter your pet and you cannot afford to. They have an application you can submit that goes off of your income.
Yeah.
And you will pay anywhere from zero to full cost for spaying or neutering your pet. Mm-hmm. The only thing you would have to front for money would be any shots that your pet needs to be up to date on.
Yeah. So, like, you would have to get a rabies shot, which actually, if you live in PA...
There are rabies clinics. You can get that shit for free. There are rabies clinics
everywhere. You can either get them for free or, like, $6.
Yeah.
But warning, keep your rabies certificate handy in your glove box, because they don't keep them. The vet will not keep it on file.
And pets typically do not need rabies vaccinations every year once they're adult. It's usually every three years.
So if your vet tells you that your dog needs a 1 year rabies, it doesn't. It needs a 3 year.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Can I interrupt for 1 second? Completely off topic after just being in the bathroom. Those paintings are fan fucking tastic, and I am not shitting you.
No, seriously. I've told her about this before.
As someone who has been to many, many, many craft shows and have vended at many, many craft shows. They're fucking awesome, and you could sell the shit out of those.
I gotta get into that.
Yeah, I'm not freaking kidding.
I do have canvases that I wanna...
I'm not kidding. Huh. You can sell that as mixed media fucking paintings, artwork. Huh. They're fucking beautiful. And who gives a shit if it's crayon? I don't care what it is.
Crayons are fun.
They're
to color
fucking
with.
Cool.
Crayons are awesome. Just don't give them to my child. She will fucking eat them.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get off topic.
Yeah,
seriously. Do you think we should talk about what all pets we have?
Oh my god.
Get into our personal zoos we have
what
here.
What pets do we have?
You
what
guys
pets
have zoos.
Do, you know, what pets have we had? What pets do we have experience with?
Yeah. Oh god. Ashley, you probably have the shortest list. Why don't you go first?
Jesus. All right. Well, I'm going to say the dogs that I have at my mom's house, because they are still my dogs and I visit them all the time. Odie is my Mr. Pug.
Puggy!
Pugs are awesome.
Love Pug.
Pug power.
Oh my god. Side topic. Have you ever seen the cover, like the picture for the Mr. Pugsley dog treats? The little pug with, like, he's got like a police officer's hat.
Oh my god.
It's so cute.
I don't care. A pug in any outfit is adorable.
Oh my god. Seriously.
I have a pig costume for him.
Oh. A pig pug?
A pig pug.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh yeah. Yeah. I have Halloween costumes for my dog. Okay.
Awesome.
So that's my little mister. And then I left him at my mom's house, because once you have so many dogs in one home, you don't want to separate them.
I understand.
And he became so attached to the other dogs there that moving him to a different home would have
and
been kind of traumatizing.
Bringing him to a home with two large dogs this.
He's a very submissive dog to begin with. Mm-hmm. So, and then I have Buddy the Lab something mix. Yellow Lab something. Not entirely sure. And then we have a Cairn Terrier. Who, he's a grumpy old man also. He's like 8 and he grumbles. We have Simba, the cat.
Oh, that was our Himalayan that died from the heart stuff. He was Simba.
He's the king. When I say that, he is literally the king. He runs the house. You tell him otherwise and he does not give a shit. He is a yellow tomcat. Brings home treasures.
That's like the orange.
Oh, cat presents. Oh,
cat presents totally does.
Quick cat present thing. I was in my bedroom the other day, and I saw something on the floor. We have a black cat. I figured she just, like, had a little hairball or something. Upon closer inspection, it was the ass half of a mouse.
Yes. Ugh. Love it.
In my bedroom.
We always get the heads. The head or the tail.
I actually got one time an entire hamster minus the back of its head. All it had was the back of its head eaten
off. Just wasteful.
What?
A hamster.
Where did that even come from?
Downtown Sunbury.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, God. Okay.
So he's like, Simba's like 11 going on 12. I've had him forever. Not going anywhere. Nah. And we just recently got a Himalayan Persian cat. Where he has, like, the smushy face, because my mom is obsessed with this cat. She named him Diego. He's probably, like, 9 months old. He showed up on their doorstep.
What?
Yeah, that does not happen.
No, with long-haired cats, never.
And they live in the middle of nowhere. Nice. Nowhere. She took him to the vet because he had, like, an infection on his paw. And the vet was like, this cat has been outside for a long time. Something bit it, and it got infected. So wherever it came from a long way away. Like, she put it up on Facebook and, like, tried to find its home, but looks like the cat's staying. But he's, like, orange and white. He's gorgeous. And he's
how is it
adorable.
A Himalayan Persian if it's orange and white?
See, I'm not very good with cat breeds, but Himalayan is the breed. Persian is the color.
And Himalayan it's like a is a mix between a Siamese color, and Persian.
I thought a Himalayan was a like a long.
They're Siamese colored, but long hair with a long flat hair. Face.
Yeah. And a Persian is just, you know, the long haired smush face.
Maybe it's just a Persian.
Might be.
Yeah. If it's long haired smush face,
if you can't determine
if it's
any
red,
Siamese,
it's
in
probably
it.
Just a Persian.
It's definitely not any.
Does it have points like a Siamese?
It does have points like a Siamese.
Like flame point? Like, is it orange point?
It's orange and then it has white points.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never seen
one of those breed testing kits.
Like a flame point Siamese is like an orange.
I'm
kind
of curious.
Tiger.
This might be one of those things where, like, I wonder if a breed testing kit would be. Because I'm kind of curious about it.
Sometimes.
I don't know. Yeah. I've never tried it.
That's weird. I don't know.
So
what else do you have?
Then we
you
have.
You haven't talked about the cute one that I saw today.
That
cute
would be
two
Molly.
That I saw today.
Yeah,
the two downstairs.
And at my house, we have the chocolate terror.
She is
the chocolate lab.
She's
Molly.
So cute.
She is.
Molly is adorable. She's like two, and she is like a lab. So yeah, she's still a puppy.
She's super energetic.
She's a lab. She plays frisbee.
Face in the crotch all the time.
No,
Molly.
Seriously.
There should be a sign on our door that says "Beware of dogs. She loves your crotch."
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Totally.
That's how Buell is, though.
Oh God, seriously.
I do actually warn people before they come in my house. Usually, like I'm
she
sorry,
like
my dog
me.
Will be right.
She
in your
actually greeted me in my car today,
aww.
And then she ran and got her frisbee, and she was doing burnouts around the yard, and I was instigating. I was like, "Go get him!"
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Oh. If you're going to get a lab, beware their brain doesn't develop until they're at least three.
Yeah, they're essentially retarded until they're adult dogs.
So you will be raising...
Which is about till five.
Yeah, yeah. So dear God, you're in for a hell of a time.
They're sweet,
but
they are the best dogs.
Get a yard, get a ball, get a frisbee, play with them for four times a day.
Or have a lot of kids.
Yeah, or have a lot of kids. They need to burn off their energy. And then there's Sam, who is, I talked about earlier, who's grumpy old man.
He barked a lot.
Old, grumpy, old, grumpy. You also have that cat that's like in perma-heat.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Was that the cat that was at the door when I came in? Was an orange tiger?
Little orange cat.
Our cat, who's named his cat.
Oh.
And she's
orange, fluffy.
And she only likes me when she's in heat. And that's when I know she's in heat. Because she's upstairs. She's like, meow, meow. I'm like, oh, God. She's here.
Hair fixed.
We have the beta who's in here.
Oh, fish don't fuck.
Oh, that's not alpha
fish
beta,
are
right?
Furniture.
Is that beta
fish
beta?
Fish are not furniture.
You cannot touch them. You can't cuddle them. They're fucking furniture. You just look at them.
It's true. But I take extremely good care of my fish.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
You do. That is a very nice setup for a beta.
I have a 55 gallon in the other room.
With a little snail in there. It's all fancy.
Yeah, I see the snail. It's pretty fancy.
It takes care of all the gunk, so I don't have to clean it. That's nice. That's how I keep it so clean.
God, I want an aquarium.
He does it for me. But yeah, the 55 gallon in the other room, I was pretty sure that my female beta that was in it got fungus growing on her. So now the entire tank is green.
Oh, that's just algae.
Because I have anti-fungus.
That's algae, though.
Well, it's anti-fungus medicine that I put in it to make it green.
Yeah.
So my tank is being treated.
Okay, so the water's green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no,
she's got, like, white weird shit.
It looks like she's got boobs.
Binox is a good medicine for that.
I'm really not sure what's going on with her. Anyway.
Is that all your animals? What?
Unless you want to name every single fucking fish that's in the 50-gallon tank.
I don't know. I don't. There's a lot of fucking.
Have there been any other sorts of animals that you've had growing up?
I've had hamsters. Most of my life.
Which in
I've
Central
had hamsters.
PA we put a P on. They're hamsters.
Hamster.
I never really liked. I only liked one of my hamsters, and his name was Pippi.
Oh.
It was supposed to be Pippi Longstocking. I was very young and didn't realize that
it
Pippi
was a dude.
Was a dude.
Dude, I didn't get
you made the
like
big
that.
Balls. Pippi didn't throw it off.
My dad used to say Pippi had a big butt.
Yeah, that's not booty. That's
no.
Balls.
Ooh, not
yeah,
so much.
And then we put Pippi in with my brother's hamster Sandy, and
you had hamster babies.
Then we had 12 hamster babies, and she ate seven.
Oh,
of
I was
them.
Just gonna yep. say, did she eat them?
Because hamsters are dumb and mean.
Oh,
usually.
Jesus, she was mean.
Hey,
she
they're just
so mean.
Weeding out the weak. All right.
And I had
I hate
just.
Rodents on
it is pretty
in
gross.
Just recently, I had a gerbil. His name was Mo, which was short for mofo. He was the coolest
gerbils
gerbil
are pretty
ever.
Cool. They're
yeah.
pretty cool.
I had him. Die? I had him for maybe like 4 or 5 years. He died of old age. He really didn't have anything, and I knew he was going because he was starting to get lethargic.
Did his back legs go funny?
Not really. He really didn't. He did the rodent thing where he hid his illness.
Yeah.
He hid that he was sick. So I didn't really know until like that day.
Oof.
Which was kind of rough. I came home and he was like laying on his side and I was like, oof. Oh boy. Because I could tell like that morning he was just breathing really heavy. And I was just like, oh God.
Yeah. You always know like right before they go. Yeah.
But he was really cool. Like him and I, like we had a really good connection. Like, which was weird because he was just a gerbil. But pardon.
Nice.
Aislinn has awesome burps.
It's true.
That's pretty awesome.
But yeah, he was really cool. Like, he would be like, he would get up on the top of the food dish and be like, bitch, give me food. Where's my treat? Like, twice.
My rats are.
It was twice a day. Like, he would
your
get,
rats
he
are
knew,
fucking cute.
He knew he got fed in the morning enough that he could eat. I would only feed him enough that he could eat one day.
Right.
And then at night, he would like, oh, you're home? Where's my treats? I want seeds.
Yeah, fuck that. I feed my rats enough that they can eat for about 3 days.
Oh, he would get pissed if I didn't feed him every day.
Oh, yeah. No, not mine. They're pretty independent.
And he would, like, roll around in the ball. Like, I'd have to put, like, towels on the top of the steps so he couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least you had a ball for him. That was nice.
Yeah. That's pretty well. That's all I've ever really
yeah,
had.
I have no idea what happened to my rat ball. Ha. Huh. We used to have a big one that our rat could run around, and I have no idea what the fuck happened to it.
So what all have you had?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come on,
what
Aislinn,
haven't
your turn.
I had?
List, man.
Okay,
animal list.
Growing up, we always had, like, small dogs, other than Angel, the husky that bit through my brother's cheek and tore out his tooth. Other than that, we had
crazy.
Small dogs.
Seriously.
He was bothering her while she was eating, and she fucking tweaked.
Yeah, but
and
still, freaking...
Yeah.
Yeah, aggression with food, that's not a good thing. That's...
Yeah, not... My... Different topic, my parents were not the best pet owners.
Yeah,
we'll get to that later. always small dogs. Usually cats. Guinea pigs. I had a guinea pig named Tinkerbell, who was a boy.
That was my first dog's name. Tinkerbell.
Oh, no shit. Tinkerbell. I know a lot of people had Tinkerbell pets.
It was Tinkerbell.
It's a very popular name.
Apparently.
It wasn't actually Tinkerbell. It was Tinker from Stinker. But, you know.
I had, when I was a teenager, I got myself a couple parakeets. Their name were Syphil and Ollie. If anybody remembers
Syphil?
That show on MTV.
Syphil?
Yeah.
I don't think I remember that.
You remember the sock puppet show on MTV, Syphil and Ollie?
Mm-mm. I think I do. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Also, a cat I still have named Chester, also named after that show. He is a large white cat who is deaf and has had so many urinary tract issues that he no longer has a penis. He just has a hole at
don't
the back he pees
have
out of.
That cat?
What?
He is old and grumpy as fuck, and he will live forever out of spite.
How old is he?
He is at least 14.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, he is old man cat, and I love him to death, and I'm going to be sad as fuck when I have
cats
to put him down.
Cats can live to, like, 20, can't
right?
My neighbor, my mom's neighbor had cats live to, like, 25.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've had guinea pigs, parakeets, cockatiels, had a hamster, really chill, most awesome hamster ever.
I love really chill hamsters.
Forgot to close his cage. Oh. He got into the ferret cage, was eating their food. Mm. One of the ferrets thought he was a toy. Didn't eat him. Just knocked him around till he was dead.
Oh, it sucks.
Jeff found him. It was Jeff's hamster.
Uh-oh.
He freaked the fuck out. It was sad times, man.
Oh.
And then more recently, it's just been dogs, cats, and ferrets. About 4 years ago, though, we had a couple ferrets get out. All four of them got out. The two with hearing came home. The two deaf ones did not. One of them we never found. The other one I found on my way to work. I was working at Target. I went in at 4 o'clock in the morning. I found him in the middle of the road.
Oh, God.
I found a cat that way
It just, he wasn't, like, there was no blood, no guts or anything. It just looked like he had gotten rolled or something.
Right.
But he was my favorite. He was my buddy. We used to take naps together on the couch. And
that's rough.
Bummer. And I was pregnant, so when I found him, I was extra fucking hysterical. No.
I found a cat that we had gotten, like, maybe 3 months prior.
Mm.
And I found him on the road, like, right at the end of our driveway. Like, right when you go to turn up the driveway. He was right in the middle of the road, like he was running across the road and somebody freaking ran over him. I stopped on my way to work and I saw him and I just started bawling. And the neighbor came out, it was dark out, and they're like, "Is that your cat?" And I was like, "Yes."
Oh.
And then I literally, like, drove up to the house with him in my lap and was crying outside with a cat in my lap when AJ got home from work that night.
It was, it was 3:30 in the morning. I find my fucking white ferret in the middle of the road, my just best little fuzzy friend.
Oh my God.
I'm crying hysterical. I run like 2 blocks to my house, leave my car sitting in the fucking middle of the road. I'm pregnant. Yep. I have no fucking brain at this point.
It's gone, the baby.
It's gone, baby brain.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ferret brain.
Jeff had his phone off during the night, so I had to, like, run to the house. I'm crying hysterics. It wakes up my roommate, who's like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Roommate?
Our friend Tony, he lived with us for quite a while. Yeah, so finally got Jeff up. Jeff went out and took, like, a towel and scooped him up, and we dug a nice little hole and buried him, and I cried hysterically for, like, 3 days.
Oh my gosh.
It was bad. But no, we have 3 ferrets now.
3.
I remember I tried to give you a couple at one point.
Yeah, that was at the time when we had 4. Oh. Because the 2 that had hearing, we still had. And then, you know, we're terrible people and should not have gone to the pet store while we were grieving. And got 2 that kind of looked like the ones that we lost. One of them, I'm pretty sure she is, to put it bluntly, fucking retarded. No, I'm pretty sure she has Van Berg syndrome, which is similar to Down syndrome in humans.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's a little special, and we love her very much. And then we have an albino who is just a little bastard. He's my little friend. I love him.
He's a bastard, but he's my friend.
And then then we have a little girl, Harley Quinn.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's a little sweetie. She's a little old lady now, though. She's like 5.
That is old for a ferret.
That's old for, commercially bred ferrets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 5 to 7 years. That's about how long they live.
Yeah. And then, like I said, we had the one put to sleep, like, last year on my fucking birthday. Happy birthday to
Happy
me.
Happy birthday. Here's your ferret.
Here's your dead ferret. No, we had them cremated. It's nice. We have a nice little ornate box with, like, a little gold name tag with his name on it. It's nice. He was Andre because he was fucking huge. He was Andre the Giant. But yeah, other than that, we have We have Chester, the angry old man cat. We have Lola, the fat fucking tire of a black cat.
She is round.
We call her Rola.
Rola.
Kitty. We adopted two pets when my grandfather had to go to an assisted living home because he could not properly take care of himself anymore. We have a Lavender Point Siamese.
Ooh.
Yeah, she is gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
And she was such a fucking pain in the ass.
Does it meow a lot?
Not really, but she's always up in your shit. She always wants to be on your lap. And it's... Mm. And then a little Shih Tzu named Jake, who is also about, like, 14. He and Kitty are close to the same age. He, Kitty, and Chester, like, we love our pets, but we just hope the three of them die soon.
I have a feeling.
And then Rosie, which we just got last year, she came in. We live... Jeff's dad's auto body shop.
That's that pretty cat, right?
Yeah, she's she came in on the underside of a car last July. Somebody had picked her up somewhere, and she when the car pulled into the garage, she just fucking shot out from underneath the car. And
oh shit,
we've had her ever since because Jeff's dad is terribly allergic to cats and could not hold her in the office. And she is very afraid of cars since her little experience. So currently we have two dogs, three ferrets, four cats.
That's not too bad.
And a snake. Yes, we just got a snake from Lauren and AJ, who is temporarily named Cupcake, thanks to Jeff and I's daughter Morgan, who thinks the snake looks like a cupcake. But whatever.
It's an albino.
It's cool. Albino Colombian boa. If you have a name suggestion, please submit it. We are looking for names.
Maybe not Cupcake.
Yeah, probably maybe not Cupcake. Not Cupcake. Better than Peanut.
Or Peanut Butter or Peanut, which it was previously named.
Yeah, better than Mosh Pit, our last fucking albino snake.
I don't think the snake's going to come to your name.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, it's just like
it should have
rather
a name.
Than call it Snake, you know, we want to give it a name.
Well, yeah. We couldn't name it Snake because we already have a snake named Snake.
Of course you do, because AJ hates to name anything.
Yeah. So that's all your animals? Should I start with mine?
Yeah, that's all like 10 of our fucking pets.
I think at one point we had 16 or 17 animals in the house. Jesus. Not sure.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I have to break. Last summer we did have two summers ago, I think now, had a chicken. His name was Jorge. He was a bantam chicken. He was all black.
Did you say what kind of chicken?
Bantam.
Bantam, okay.
Bandy chicken. And then last summer...
The raven.
Hurricane. Oh, yeah. We also had the crow. Edgar Allan Crow.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
he was fun.
I have a really good friend who actually has a crow now. He's had him for a while. He found him broken wing.
Edgar outgrew us and needed to be freed to live on his own, and we respected that. We set him free.
Yeah, yeah.
Jorge, however, just fucking disappeared, and I like to blame all my neighbors because they are fucking dicks of old people.
Weren't they like and Jorge eating is a free pheasants range chicken. Or something out of your yard? Didn't they?
No, what happened was Hurricane Katrina blew in fucking, I don't know where these peahens came from.
Peahens, that's what
but
they
peahens
were.
Just started hanging out in our yard, and we're just like, whatever, you know, throw them some corn we have left from the chicken, whatever. And then they started going into the old people's yard and eating the bird feed they put out for their birds. So the old people called some Amish people
motherfuckers
to come in and pick up the birds in our yard without talking to us first.
Bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. So I told the Amish people they need to fucking leave. So they did, very respectfully. The guy's like, I thought we had permission to be here. I'm very, very sorry. So, cool Amish guy. Thank you, Amish guy. I doubt you're listening. But needless to say, they put traps in the old people's yard and the peahens did eventually disappear within a week.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, seriously. But we're going to get chickens soon, so it's all good. It's and all then good. Old people can fucking suck my dick.
My grandparents used to have chickens in this little pen. They had furry feet. They were adorable. I loved them.
They were probably either banties.
Bandy chickens. Yeah, that's what she called them.
Yep, we have adorable. A friend that raises banties, and she gave us one of her roosters, and he was awesome.
Yeah.
I miss you, Jorge, wherever you are. If you got eaten by a raccoon or trapped by Amish, I still love you.
Trapped by the Amish.
Big problem in this area, Amish people, man.
Those damn horses shitting all over the road.
Oh God, don't even get me started with Amish and horses. It's So anyway, Lauren, your pets before
no.
I fucking detract
I don't
from
have any
scene.
Animals. I hate them.
No, fuck animals.
Who needs I don't know. Them? Okay. We have currently 6 dogs, 3 cats, 2 rats, 2 snakes, a finch.
Wait, 2 cats? You don't have 3 cats anymore?
3 cats. Did I say 2?
Did you say?
I think I said 3.
I have no idea.
We have 2 outside and 1 inside.
Yes.
Cat. The inside cat currently used to be our outside cat. Her name was Porch Kitty, but now she lives in our bathroom, so she's Bathroom Kitty.
BK.
So it used to be PK, but now it's BK.
She's a cutie.
It was weird because we had 2 inside male cats.
It is nice to have a bathroom cat.
Yeah.
More people should have a bathroom cat.
She literally does not leave the bathroom.
Yeah.
She
then you have people visit your house. Yeah. Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. And you have someone.
Yeah. Kitty, and you got this cat in there that screams at you every time you walk in the door.
It's fine. Right. I liked it. I think it was great.
She's all right. She used to be a real bitch. She really did. Like, you used to not be able to
Which
pet
I'm sure
her.
Is why she used to be outside.
Yeah. Well, no. She, when I first started dating AJ, he lived in this house in Sunbury, and this cat just showed up. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to feed this cat because it's fucking cool. And I'm going to feed this cat. So I did. And it turns out it was a cat that had been fixed by the neighbor. But the chick who actually owned the cat had moved away. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, you know, took over the cat. Her. She's at least 12. I don't know how old she is. She's at least 12. But we had taken her from the house downtown to where we live now. We have 2 cats that were previously inside cats that were peeing in the house, so they are now outside cats.
As boy cats tend to do.
Yes, so, and they're fixed. I don't know why they started, but
yeah, I don't
know.
Our fixed male cat does the same fucking
thing.
Well,
he
pisses everywhere.
The one was actually, we were his third home. He had gotten passed around from home to home, but he is the most beautiful, sweetest cat on the planet. He is a Siamese.
Is that Roscoe?
Yeah, it's Roscoe. S&M kitty.
He likes to be spanked.
Yes, he likes to get spanked.
So does our cat.
Hard. As soon as you touch him, he will flop on the ground and roll over on his back. Aww. He's the sweetest cat. But he pees on shiny stuff. So he lives outside now.
We have a problem with our one cat peeing on our daughter's coloring books.
Oh.
But we can't send him outside because he's deaf.
Oh, yeah.
And doesn't have claws.
Yeah.
So.
Thankfully, Roscoe has claws. And Hot Rod was a cat that, when I used to work at the pet store, I used to bring kittens home with me. And, like, if they were premature, I would hand feed them. Or if they were sick, I would make them better and then take them into the store to sell. But the one that I brought home, it was just this all black cat. And AJ was like, I'm keeping him. And his name is Hot Rod because he's matte black and he's mine. And I was like, you can't name a cat Hot Rod. And he said, I just did. So his name is Hot Rod. And he was great for about 4 or 5 years until we moved to the new house. And then he started peeing on stuff. So he's outside too.
Boy cats are dicks.
They're dicks.
Seriously.
So fuck them. So he lives outside and he lives in the garage.
But Hot Rod eventually evolved into Rodimus Prime and then Hot Rodimus Prime.
Yep. Hot Rodimus Prime. And he literally is the biggest fucking cat I've ever seen in my life.
I have not seen him since your wedding.
He is a panther. He's the little panther, and he is fucking huge.
I had a black cat recently that just passed
away. He was not very old.
I got her when I was 14. Wow, how old makes her? I think she was like 7 or 8. But yeah, she died of like a, we're pretty sure it was like a yeast infection that we just didn't know about.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was huge, too.
Yeah.
Like, she weighed, like, 28 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know how much Paro. I don't think he weighs that much.
I had a picture of her, like, of me in, like, a bathing suit holding her because I dunked her in the pool. Because she was, like, panting. She was so hot.
Was she fat, though?
Yeah.
Oh, because Hyrod's not fat. He's just gigantic. Well,
she was, not only she had a big belly, but she was big.
Right, right,
like,
right.
She was also very large.
Right.
So, yeah, I dunked her in the pool once.
Oh, I forgot.
We didn't do that again. We didn't do that
Within
again.
The recent years, I've had rats. I also became allergic to them within the same amount of time, which really sucks because I fucking love rats.
You're allergic to rats? What about hairless?
Tried hairless. It's something with, like, I don't know.
The skin, the oils?
Yeah, I think it's with the oil because I had a rat and he was awesome. And then his legs stopped working and then he died. Mm-hmm. And then I had another rat, which Jeff had got me after he knew I was fucking allergic. Aww. But he was a little, like, half and half. He was, like, cream and white, and he was the only one left at the pet store. And he didn't want him to become rat food. Snake food, rather. So he got him for me, and he was a little fucking bastard. He bit everybody.
Now that's fucked up.
Yeah, he was mean.
If I got a rat that bit, it would be immediately fed to my snakes.
Well, we named him Doom. Doom was too big to feed to Sophia, which was the snake we had at the time. She was a little skinny, like 2 or 3 year old ball python. And Doom ended up with what we think was cancer. He started getting these growths and, like, open sores, like, everywhere on him, especially his feet.
Yep.
And, we were going to get him euthanized, but the day we were going to get him euthanized, he was just, like, standing in his corner, like, face in the corner, just pacing back and forth. And then he just died while I was at work, which was really depressing. He was cool with me. Yeah. He bit me once, but then, like, after I got him out and handled him, he was all awesome.
I like any of the rats that I've had, which have been fairly recently. I got a one-eyed hairless female from the pet store I was working at. Because I kind of like to rescue, like, the outcast animals.
The ones no one, like, else wants.
The finch that I have right now has one leg. She was getting, like, attacked by all the other finches in the cage. Aww. She had her leg ripped off, and they were pulling out all of her feathers, so I took her home. And her name is Fincherly Von Fincherson, named by AJ, so I call her Fifi. But she's a schizo, and she hates me, but I don't care.
Where do you have that bird?
Right at the kitchen sink, like right at the window.
We didn't really invade the kitchen.
No. Mm. She's pretty funny. But the rats that I was getting, like, I got this one, his name was Scabbers. I don't know if you're a Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
But he was literally covered in scabs. He was covered in scabs, so I took him home. And then I had a one-eyed female. Her name was One-Eyed Myra. If you are a Tom Waits fan. One-Eyed Myra and Scabbers never had any babies. But they both ended up dying of, like, some sort of cancer. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Gross. But then I ended up with a male. I don't know if he's a... I don't really know a whole lot about rats, but I think a half hairless, like mostly hairless with some hair, is called it maybe a double Rex rat.
I just know that there's regular and Dumbo.
Well, there's the Dumbo rats and Dumbo there's the rats Rex are so rats. Cute. They have really cute curly fur, but they're mostly hairless. They have a little bit of fur on them. They have curly whiskers. His name is Mayhawks, my male. He's got one black eye and one red eye.
Ooh.
That's he's neat. Very cool looking. I freaking love him, but I have a female. I haven't come up with a good name for her, but I call her Velvet because I think she's a double Rex, but she feels like she's covered in velvet. She's just got mostly hairless. I saw today. She's mostly hairless, but she's got a little bit of fur.
I didn't see any giant balls on the back.
No.
As but rodents,
they're pretty have. Cool. I mean, I like them a lot. I like to spoil the shit out of my rats. I buy them.
Treats, I miss having rodents.
Rodents are easy to spoil because it's so cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you come home and you're like, I got you this tiki hut. It's like huge. Yeah. And they're just like, oh my God, I have a home.
And I'm going to chew the shit out of this until it's gone.
Mo would love to chew on things. Like, I got him this. It's just a wood tiki hut kind of thing. Yep. It looks like a little home. Yep. And he was just like, oh my God, this is great. It was like $8.
Yeah. Ecotrician, probably.
Love you. No idea.
I miss rodents.
I worked in the pet store for way too long.
I can't. After he died, I was just like, I don't know if I want another one. I don't know if I want a reptile. It was just like, I had him for so long. I actually, like, it was the first time I ever had, like, an animal that I was like, I don't think I can have another one. Because I know it's not going to be the same. Because I've had hamsters and stuff, and it's never...
That's not the same.
It's never what you imagine.
Once you have a cool one.
Once you have a cool one, then cut your losses in your...
God, the first rat I had, I could take him everywhere. Just hanging out on my shoulder.
I had one hamster that would... he would hang out on my shoulder. His name was Pippi. And he was fucking awesome. One time he got loose.
Ooh.
Like, he got out of the cage somehow. And it was so funny how we found him, because we just left his cage on the floor and would leave the food dish.
He came back to eat.
He'd come back to eat. One night... like, the food dish would be empty in the morning. He was stuffing his cheeks and taking it to wherever he was. So, I couldn't find him, and I couldn't find him. And then one night, I'm laying in bed, and I hear, like, this nibbling, like this. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I couldn't find it, and I didn't know where it was. And my dad came upstairs, and he's like, hey, did you just see Pippi? And I was like, no. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, he was downstairs. I had, like, an old vintage Barbie car from, like, the 1950s.
He was cruising the car.
He was sitting in the car, like, paws up, like, at the steering wheel. And I was like...
So when all the times when you need a freaking camera?
Oh, I know. Right? My dad looked over, and he's like, what the... And then he crawled back up. And he's like, he is somewhere in this room. So we sat in the middle of the room, listened. We're like, it's under the dresser. And I had a really old, real dresser. We pulled it back, and there was it was empty underneath my dresser. There was, like, an empty spot. He's sitting there like a king on a giant pile of food that must have been five times the size of him. Just like, what?
What?
Oh, this is my house now.
This is my stuff.
He's trying to stop me.
So, yeah, that's how we found him. That's amazing.
Speaking of ferrets, though, I mean, ferrets, though, we've had probably 10 ferrets over the last 10 or 11 years.
Yeah.
We finally just got rid of all of our ferrets.
They're awesome, but they can be such a pain.
They really are kind of a pain. And they're just...
Because if you...
We've had birds, though, too. Like, large ones. Like, macaws.
Yeah. I remember AJ talking about Chico.
Yeah, Chico. Wow.
Chico bird.
We got him when he was about 5, which was the biggest mistake I think I've ever made in my life. Like, getting a bird that the people that you get him off of are like, oh, he's so nice.
He's a liar.
And you get him, and all he does is scream, bite you, and say, shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Gotta love
animals. Needless to say, we didn't teach him much of anything else.
Yeah.
Other than, shut the fuck up!
Why? I heard not long after you guys moved into your new house.
Like, no, it was actually after AJ got sick when he was like, I can't stand screaming anymore. Yeah. Like, this is just... he screams so loud. And in a big living room that it just echoes.
God.
And
it's like,
oh my God.
Fuck you.
But yeah, honestly, like, if you're gonna have a freaking bird... Like, know what you're getting into.
Seriously.
Know that you have to spend so much time with them.
Regardless of what animal, like, do your fucking research before you get it.
That's the big
problem. You have to know what you're getting into.
If it's a dog or a cat or a rodent or a fucking bird,
anything.
Look it up. Don't do just, like, spur of the moment, purchases the whole, or whatnot.
Yeah, spur of the moment buying, like, of a freaking animal. Dogs, too? I mean, ridiculous. Like,
how many fucking dogs do you see in the newspaper every day?
Yeah.
It's
like, free to a good home.
It's sad. You don't just buy, and especially, like, around Easter, working in a pet store around Easter.
Or when Christmas. Everybody,
when everyone comes in, they're
pets
like,
pets are the worst fucking
animal
gonna to
give. We're
going to
buy a bunny for our kid. But then they don't take care of it. Like, you don't understand. Like, rabbits really aren't that great at pets.
No, they're not.
They can be pretty
stupid, and I hate them. Like, Jeff got me, he and I decided to get rabbits for each other for Valentine's Day like 4 or 5 years ago. We named them Black and Tan because they were black and tan. Couldn't think of a better name. They were fucking stupid, and we ended up getting rid of them in less than a year.
Yeah, they're
like, rabbits are
You really have to, like, do a lot of research, like, find out what they need, what all it entails. Like, don't be stupid and buy a pet just because it's cute or because you want it or whatever. Like, You have to realize, and like, by this all is a means, living creature. Like,
if you don't want your pet, just don't leave it outside.
Yeah. Don't drop it
Domesticated
off.
Domesticated pets do are not suited.
They don't live in the wild. Yet.
No, you're to kill that animal.
If you have a bird that you hate, don't let it out in the wild.
No, we are... Central Pennsylvania, we are not in an area that is good for any kind of pet. Yeah, no. Any kind of domesticated animal.
No. Yeah.
And I mean, regardless.
Unless it's a turtle, in which case it's going to destroy the natural environment. So don't let it out. Yeah.
Regardless, don't. Because wherever you live, it's going to become like an invasive species.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even cats. Like, do not drop your cats off. At, like, farms
get your
and
goddamn
stuff.
Animals fixed, for fuck's sake.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously, for
fuck's
sake.
Already said it. Through PA Pets.
Spay and neuter your animals.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, there's no reason to not.
Yeah.
And I just want to throw this out there. I think declawing is fucking inhumane and disgusting.
I don't think it's right. Halfway because they have cats outside.
Yeah, but the way they do it is they don't just remove the claws. They fucking grind down their toe bones so the claws don't grow back.
Yeah.
It hurts your cat. Don't do it.
It's rough. And the same thing with
animals
the cats.
Are not accessories.
Yeah. They're not.
If you're getting a pet for an accessory, get yourself a fucking new scarf or shoes or purse or whatever. Don't get a fucking pet.
And the same thing with fish. If you're not going to take care of fish, like, they're fish and whatever, but they're also living creatures.
Yeah. And I'm going to throw this out there to an even further extent, children. I know a lot of people who have
seriously.
Kids just because
think about
MTV
kids.
And their 16 and pregnant bullshit making having kids the popular norm.
This is a topic for another episode.
It really is, but
we'll get into that.
Yeah, okay. So pets,
we'll probably
you know,
do again,
fix them.
Yeah.
Take care of them.
Love them.
Don't get them on
research
spur of the
them.
Moment.
Yeah. Do research before you get a fucking pet. So.
All right. Wrap
all right.
Up.
This has been a Girls on Girls podcast.
It has. Got a little angry there.
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
See you guys.
Bye.